Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Let's get to know the Canby Mineota state participants here. The girls, Grace Dreets and Mackenzie Ruther, are with me. And Grace, congratulations on making it to state again.
Thank you.
So how many years is this for you to state?
This will be my second year.
Okay. And so you went as, how old are you now?
I'm 14.
Okay, in what grade?
Ninth grade.
Okay, so you went as a seventh grader.
No, I went as an eighth grader.
Eighth grader. Did you compete during seventh grade?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Do you remember how you did?
No.
Okay. So you're improving every year then, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Are you enjoying cross country?
Yeah.
Tell me why you went out for cross country to begin with. Remember that?
I never wanted to do volleyball. It just, like, I don't know. It never sounded fun, so cross country was kind of my only option. And my aunts ran cross country.
Oh.
So.
Who's that? Who's your aunts?
Allison Dreets and Pam Dreets. They were really good cross country runners.
Okay, back a long time ago or no?
I don't even know.
Okay, all right. They're good runners though, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, you made a good choice then, huh?
Yeah.
What do you like about running?
Like my teammates and I don't know, it's just fun. The atmosphere is fun. I don't know.
Okay.
I just always like it.
You just like to be outside and run, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're one of the top runners in the state, ranked in the state, I believe, right?
You know probably. The rank?
Okay. You don't even know, huh?
No, okay. I don't like to look at that stuff. I get nervous.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know. Let me tell you then, you're ranked in the state, in the top 10 anyway. So,
yeah.
What do you think about running at St. Olaf? Do you like the course?
Yeah. I just kind of wish, like, that back part, that there was more people around because It's kind of hard to get back there.
Okay.
But otherwise, I like it.
Yeah. Is that around, like, the pond area?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people say they don't like running through the woods, the part, the
wood
tree.
That's, there's not many people there either, okay. So I don't know.
Okay. Tell our listeners a little bit about what yourself and the other activities in Canby. What other activities are you involved in?
I'm in basketball and track, and I'm in band. And
okay. What instrument do you play in band?
Clarinet.
Okay. All right. Talk about sections. You placed third. Talk about that run in Laverne last week.
It was fun.
Well, that the girl, Gail, I think, with Gail from Murray County Center, so she's pretty tough, huh?
Yeah, she's really fast. Yeah.
How many times have you run against her this year?
I don't even know. Quite a few times, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, before we talk to Mackenzie here, we're going to get to know Grace a little bit. Let's get to know Grace. We're going to have a little fun here. I'm going to ask you some quick questions. I stole this from Carrie Tullis, and I love it when Carrie does it on her See Tully Run podcast. So, Carrie, my apologies, but we're going to do this a little bit here with Grace and Mackenzie. And Grace, we'll start with you, okay? You got to answer quick, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Ready? Cookies and milk or ice cream and chocolate?
Ice cream and chocolate.
All right. Cross country or track?
Track.
Last person you went to dinner with?
My family.
Okay. What last band or artist you listened to?
I don't know. It's country music, so.
Okay. Favorite color?
Blue.
Are you single?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good timing with the buzzer there.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite sports to watch?
The track and field.
Okay. What is the last thing? Social media.
I don't know.
Okay. What are you currently learning?
I don't know.
What do you think about people that have tattoos?
I like the small, simple tattoos.
Oh. Well, you won't like mine then because it's big. Okay. All right, coffee drinker?
No.
No, okay. Favorite soda?
I don't usually drink soda.
Oh, Yeah, you're a cross-country runner,
yeah.
Right? So it's mostly water, right?
Yep.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yep.
Grace, and good luck at state here.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk with Mackenzie Ruther. Mackenzie, the three-time state qualifier, right, Mackenzie?
Yep.
All right, so what's some of your highlights this year?
Sections, I got my best time for this year.
Oh, you did your personal best time?
Not overall, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
But for this season, I did.
Okay. What's some of your favorite courses to run across country on?
I really like Laverne.
Oh, you do?
And
okay.
I did like ours, but we didn't run at it this year.
Okay.
Kind of Cottonwood.
Okay.
Mainly flat. And Yeah.
That's about it, huh? Tell us a little bit about your family and your activities here at Canby High School.
My mom is Vanessa Ruther, and my dad's Derek Ruther. I have two younger brothers, Colton and Jackson. And
okay. All right. What's your favorite subject?
Either math or biology.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the course here at St. Olaf. Do you like running it?
Yeah, I do. It's pretty flat, except for the end. There's a little hill.
A lot of people. There's a different atmosphere here at State, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of people, and it's very loud, but it's very fun.
Do you get to hear the Canby Mineota people cheering you on along the route?
Maybe if there's less people, you can pick out more voices that are familiar.
Okay. All right. So why did you go out? I'm going to ask the same question I did Grace. Why did you go out for track or for cross country?
In elementary school, we always had a run for recess, and I was kind of up in the front and raced all the boys, and I found it really fun, and I like running since then.
Oh,
so I joined in sixth grade.
All right. That's awesome. So, best of luck to you. We're going to do some rapid fire questions with you. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. You're going to get to know Mackenzie Ruther here a little bit. What is your best childhood memory, Mackenzie? Your best childhood memory?
I don't even know.
Do you have a nickname?
Mac or Kenzie.
Oh, really? Favorite color?
Blue.
And favorite flower?
Rose.
Are you single?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you always wear your seatbelt?
Yes.
Any pet peeves that you have? Pet peeves?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Last band or artist you listen to?
I don't know.
Who spends the most time on hair and makeup in your family?
Probably my mom.
Okay. What would you do with your 15 minutes of fame?
I don't know.
Okay. When I dance, I look like...
Weird.
What's that?
Weird.
Weird. All right, thanks, Mackenzie, for your time, and good luck at State.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you afterwards. It's Mackenzie Ruther of Canby Mineota.